Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are joined today in studio by our DW colleague, Aline Spantig. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey.
Hi, Aline.
Hello.
Aline, you just published an article online for DW on something I could not believe was true. And this was a vaccine, which we're familiar with for viruses and even bacteria. But it's a vaccine against cocaine.
Against cocaine?
A vaccine against cocaine addiction. An anti-cocaine vaccine, yes, that's how they label it.
Against the addiction.
Yeah, but like just like you, I was intrigued, like, can this really work or is this just good labeling? So I looked more into it.
Yeah, that was my question because honestly, my first thought was this is a misuse of the word vaccine, using it loosely to get people's attention. This is, in fact, a vaccine that would do what when you snort or smoke various forms of cocaine?
So you're getting the injection, and with the injection, the body starts producing antibodies. So when you take cocaine, the antibodies, they catch the drug in the blood, and the drug can't pass from blood to brain. So the person does not get high.
Oh, okay.
This is how
therefore
it can
therefore preventing
help.
Addiction, because you get addicted this to the feeling of high.
Yes.
Okay.
The idea is that when you are not getting high, you are not feeling the effect of the cocaine, and then you are not craving for more. So it can help you in therapy. It can support a therapy. But of course, you cannot just like get one prick with the needle, one injection, and then you're immune against.
Well, I mean, I got a flu shot last fall. Right, to prepare me for the various mutations of the flu virus, and I do that every year. This is not a situation where like every fall people would go in and get their cocaine vaccination just to make sure this is
exactly. So it's not meant for people who want to prevent. It's not like okay, all the teenagers, they are not now getting into an age where it may become critical. We're just all going to get them an anti-cocaine shot.
Yeah, so
that's
who,
not how it's going to work.
Who is this vaccine for? People who have already been addicted to cocaine, or people who where it's likely that might happen? Or
what? Yeah, this vaccine is designed for people who are in therapy. So when you are already in therapy and you want to support the therapy, then you can use this vaccine. So the research was inspired by pregnant women who came into the clinic. This was a research team in Brazil, and pregnant women came into the clinic and they were worried about their babies and they knew what was going on. They knew, hey, I'm in addiction, I need help, and I'm suffering, I'm letting my baby suffer, and I'm suffering from that, but I just cannot stop. I'm like chemically dependent on the substance. So then researchers thought, okay, what can we do to support these women? And that's how they came up. And so they designed it for people in therapy to support it, which also means, because now I'm getting this question a lot from other people, oh, does this mean we can now take cocaine without any worries? Because they think this vaccine can help them to not have all the bad side effects that come with.
Well, no, because you can't get high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the point of taking cocaine?
Yeah, but maybe there are some people, you know, they think, okay, I want to get high, but I don't want to get all the nasty side effects, yeah. Like maybe a coma or trouble of breathing, or, you know, it can end deadly. Mm-hmm. And
heart
attack, yeah. But this is not what the vaccine can help you with.
So is there any information on how many, in this case, possibly mostly pregnant women, but other addicts, how many people have actually gone in and had this, what I assume is an experimental vaccine, and then how many have had it work successfully?
Okay, so there are different research teams working on different vaccines. There have been some in the US where they tested it on human trials, where they went into human trials, but only in 25% the vaccine seemed to work. So then they started experimenting with a new molecule. And we also have research team in Brazil who researched in rats and they observed the effects in rats and in a non-human primate, and they are now moving into human trials. And we still don't know how it's going to play out there, because we still have to see how effective this their approach can be in humans.
What about other applications of this kind of vaccine? I'm thinking about alcohol, for instance. When you mentioned pregnant women, fetal alcohol syndrome remains...
Ethanol. Yeah, the ethanol molecule.
Yeah. A harrowing thing. Could this be possibly, you know, could we be seeing an alcohol vaccine coming?
Yeah, so actually vaccines against other drugs exist. This is a thing. With cocaine is not the first drug in the world where researchers found something, and they actually also using it in therapy. But I think here we have to step one step back and really think of what is addiction, because addiction is not just about the substance itself. This is what experts told me. I talked to a psychologist. I talked to someone who is giving therapy for people in addiction and to other health experts. And they made me understand addiction is not just about the drug itself. There's so much around it that we cannot put all our hope just on the injection, because addiction, it has many layers, and so you need a more comprehensive approach to treat addiction.
It's part of rehabilitation, one part of it,
exactly.
But not the whole solution to it. Aline, thank you for joining us in studio. Has your article been translated into English? I know it's available in German.
Yes. So they are... I think it's going to be published tomorrow or day after tomorrow in English as well.
And you spent 6 weeks here with the DW Science Department. Are you happy that you pursued this topic, Aline?
I'm getting funny questions. I hope I won't be known as the drug expert forever.
Cocaine Aline?
The cocaine Aline. It's fine.
Science Unscripted.